Our reading this morning is taken from Psalm 40 and verses 1 to 3, and we're going to be looking this morning particularly at the subject of a new song. Psalm 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of a slimy pit and out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will put their trust in him. Someone once said that the Bible teaches us to sing a new song unto the Lord. And what this basically means is that our praise, our worship should be fresh and new every day because God's love and grace and mercy is fresh and new every day to each of us. For those of us who know him and love him and trust him, he works on our lives on a regular basis. Every moment of every day, God is there for us. He's in the midst of our lives, leading us and guiding us and directing us. And surely he deserves our praise and our worship. This series focuses on the word new. And today, the subject, as I say, is the new song. You will hear the word new mentioned over and over again. You have done in the past few weeks, and you will do in the next few weeks. But the word new is a great word. It's a very exciting word, and it's a word that conjures up things within us. For example, we all like new things. We love new clothes. We love a new car. We love new hairdos. In fact, any hairdo would be good for me. But the word new brings a whole pile of possibilities into all of our lives. And Psalm 40, verses 1 to 3, it just happens to be my favorite psalm. There's something within Psalm 40 that resonates with me, has always done so from the moment I trusted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And there's something alive within this psalm. So we're going to look at it this morning, and during the time we look at it, we're going to ask three questions. The questions are, where did this new song come from? Why was praise necessary to the psalmist at this time? And what was the result of that praise? All of these things are detailed in these first few verses of Psalm 40. But in order to understand the new song, in order to understand what we read about in verse 3, we have to have a wee bit of background of what was happening in verses 1 and 2. To get the background, we need to look again at verses 1 and 2. And the main emphasis on verse 1 was that the psalmist was lifted. He tells us that he was lifted from a horrible pit. For some reason or other, he had fallen into a pit. Now, I don't know whether this was a physical pit or whether it was a spiritual pit. I tend to believe myself it was a spiritual pit. He had found himself in a place where he didn't like. He had fallen away maybe from God. He had done something wrong that had caused him to sense God's loss in his life. But he was in a pit. He was in a place of despair, frustration, loneliness, and maybe even hurt. And he tells us that in that pit, he waited patiently for God. He had called on God, and he waited patiently for God. Now, I want to stop there for a few moments and just look at this to see how this applies to you and I. Sometimes we fall into a pit. Sometimes our lives take on a whole perspective that may be different from what our lives was a few years previous or a few months previous. We are maybe outside of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know from personal experience, from when I was outside of a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I was in a pit. I was in a pit of sin. I didn't maybe understand that at that time, but sin controlled my life. I did what sin wanted me to do. I wasn't interested in God, who God was, what God could do. I had no concern for God at this particular time in my life because my focus was on myself. My focus was on sin. And then, as many of you know, someone comes along and begins to speak to you about Jesus Christ. Someone is maybe praying for you. Someone is talking to you about God. And in my life, God sent a very special man in my life to come and share with me about the love of God, to tell me about how God loved me. But the result of that was that I started to run from God. I turned my back on God and I started to run away, like many of us do, because we know that whenever the Holy Spirit begins to speak to us, God deals with us from the inside out. He doesn't deal with us from the outside in. He deals with us from the inside out. And the Holy Spirit brings conviction, and you begin to realize that something's happening in your life. You maybe don't understand it. You're maybe not aware of why your thought patterns change or why your habits are changing, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And it was not until then that I realized that my life was in a pit, that I was in a pit. I wasn't aware that there was a God who actually loved me, a God who had always been there, a God who had this great concern for me as an individual and as a person, God who was interested in me as an individual. And God became very real to me at that point, as he has done with many of you. And the Holy Spirit then begins to reveal to us that our hearts can be changed and that we can be lifted out of that pit because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's at that point, the point that David had come to, that whenever we call on God, God will surely hear the cry of our heart. Whenever David said he had waited patiently on God and he cried unto God, God didn't turn his back. God didn't reject him. God simply listened to him. In fact, it goes on to tell us in verse 1, that in one version of the Word of God, it says, and God inclined unto the psalmist. And I love that version. The inclining process, going down to listen. God inclined to the psalmist. He leaned over, he leaned down, he put his ear to the call of the psalmist. And that reminded me of my own granddaughter, 2 years of age, tiny wee girl, lovely wee girl. But whenever she speaks, sometimes I don't pick up what she's saying. So I leaned down, I put my ear closer to her lips, and she would maybe whisper or she would speak to me, and I understand what she's calling for, what she's asking for, because I inclined onto her. And to me, that's a beautiful picture of what God does to us. Whenever he inclines down, he comes down to your level and to my level, and he listens to what we have to say. The result of that experience, the result of calling on to God, and can I encourage you this morning, if you're outside of a relationship with Jesus Christ, call on to God, pray that prayer. That prayer will be answered instantly, that prayer of salvation. And as a result of that prayer, that salvation comes into our lives whenever we call on God in that manner. He will bring us out of the horrible clay, out of the miry clay, out of the horrible pit. And not only that, he will place our feet on a solid rock. He gives us a good foundation. We're not just lifted and left there, but the Lord Jesus Christ will be there to we can build on his foundation. You see, the psalmist was delivered from the pit. He was set free from things that were trapping him. He was released from those horrible chains that were holding him down. And he was placed on a good and a solid foundation. That new foundation for us is the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, whenever we're grounded on Jesus, he is our foundation. Not only grounded, but established. Established, the Bible says. Whenever you trust in Christ, you have a sense of purpose. Whenever Christ comes into your life, your whole life changes, as I said earlier, from the inside out. You now have a sense of purpose. You're now no longer looking for satisfaction in the things of this world, but you have a new life, a new sense of purpose. And you're in a place where God can work in you and through you. And that brings me to the questions. We have three questions, as I mentioned earlier on. And the first question is this. Where did this new song come from? Because the psalmist tells us in verse 3 that God had put a new song in his heart, even praises unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Where did this new song come from? I believe that song simply came from a glad heart, a heart that had once been bound and troubled and unhappy and fearful, maybe hurt. This heart had now been changed by the power of the living God. There was a gladness in his heart. There was joy in his heart. And since this relationship with God had been established, all these other things had disappeared because God had come into his life, just in the same way as when God comes into our lives, he sets us free. The Bible tells us that he speaks about it in Luke's gospel, that he sets the captive free. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, and to proclaim liberty to the captive. And that's what happens when Christ comes into our life. He proclaims liberty to the captive, to us. The psalmist was free. He was no longer in a pit. He was lifted from, and freedom had now become his lifestyle. He was a free man. I remember speaking to a man in Londonderry one night. As many of you know, I work in the prisons, volunteer in the prisons. And this man in prison had given his life to Jesus Christ. And just prior to his release from prison, he was asked, was he glad to be getting set free? And he said, yes, anybody would be glad to be free. He was absolutely glad to be free. But he said this, he says, I never found true freedom until I found Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And in this meeting in Londonderry that evening, he was there with his wife who had also found Christ as Lord and Savior. And here we had a couple of people who were new Christians, people who were new believers, people who had been set free. And whenever they were singing from the bottom of their heart. They weren't just singing out of a hymn book. They were singing from the bottom of their heart because freedom was now a part of their life. Jesus Christ had set them free. So whenever the psalmist sang the song, it didn't come from words on a screen or words in a hymn book. I believe that that song truly came from his heart. Our second point, our second question really is this. Why was it necessary? Why was it necessary for the psalmist to sing a song? I believe the answer is this here. I don't think that he actually maybe sat down and thought, right, I must sing a song of praise unto God now that I'm free. I believe he sang that song because it came naturally to him. Remember, he had just been set wonderfully free from this pit. And I believe that that freedom brought liberty. And that liberty brought a hope. Excuse me. And that hope brought a joy. That joy brought a release. And I believe that he was singing and worshiping God simply because his heart was full of joy. I don't know the circumstances. For all I know, he could have been running about, singing and dancing and skipping, shouting, I'm free. I don't know. But I do know this. He had an overwhelming desire to praise and worship God. I'm reminded of the Gospels again where Peter and John were going into the temple and the man at the gate who was crippled and Peter and John, they said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. This man hadn't walked, but whenever they prayed with him, whenever they raised him onto his feet, whenever he stood up, it tells us in the Word of God that he went leaping and dancing and praising God. Again, why was that? Because his heart had been set free. He was lifted up. He was raised up. And I believe, folks, that sometimes we miss this in our lives. Sometimes when we sing because we're told to sing. Sometimes we worship because we are told to worship. Yes, we have to be careful. We have to be respectful. But let's not confuse man's idea of respect with God's idea of respect. I believe that God wants us to be free. I believe that God wants us to rejoice in him. And I believe that this is what happens whenever we trust Jesus Christ. There was a passion that rose up inside the psalmist. People were not going to restrict him. Religion was not going to restrict him. Embarrassment was not going to restrict him. He just wanted to shout it from the rooftops that he was free. He was free because God had set him free. I wonder if you have ever felt like that. I wonder if there have been times in your life when you've been so excited about the presence of God, you've been so excited in the presence of God that you just didn't know how to contain yourself. You just wanted to shout hallelujah. I had a friend who came from a church background where they really wouldn't have been very vocal during the meetings. But this friend used to come to a meeting I was taking and he would come in and he was a man in his late 70s. And whenever you said something that was good, maybe you spoke about the blood of Jesus Christ, he would shout, hallelujah, brother, hallelujah. We called him Hallelujah Jimmy. And Jimmy was so excited about praising and worshiping God, so excited about lifting up the name of Jesus, that he had no fear of religion and he had no fear of man. So let's be like that. Let's be bold in our relationship with God. The third question that I want to ask today is this: what was the result of the man's praise? This is my favorite bit, actually. It tells us in one version of the Bible, it says, he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. You see, the excitement and the passion was so overwhelming in the psalmist's life that people were actually drawn into a relationship with God because of his excitement and passion for God. People could see what was going on in his life. They could see the result of the outworking of God in this man's life. His life had become a testimony to the saving grace of God, just in the same way that your life or my life can become a testimony to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ whenever we trust him as Lord and Savior. I want to ask you a question this morning. You know, And Cafe Explorer, I would often mention this as we go through our teaching. For all of us listening to this message this morning, I want you to imagine this scenario. How pleased would you be if someone were to come to you and say that they were a believer or that they wanted to become a believer because they had been watching your life? They had seen the change that God had made in your life. They were amazed at what has happened to you since you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And maybe it has already happened to some of you, I don't know. But how amazing it would be for you to have that testimony, or me to have that testimony, that someone came to know and a knowledge of Jesus Christ because the love of God had been demonstrated in our lives. That was the result of the psalmist's song. Many people saw it. Many people trusted in God. Many people saw what God had done in his life. This was his testimony. He had the joy of the Lord. He had the love of God. Everything God could give him, God gave him, in the same way that God can give to you and I. So let's not be embarrassed about a new song. Let's sing that new song that can rise up from inside our very being, that new song that brings a passion, an overwhelming desire to praise, and an overwhelming desire to let people see that we can actually praise God. I want to close this morning by asking you these questions. Do you know that if you have asked Jesus Christ into your life, that you have been set free? Do you know that that cry of your heart has brought you into relationship with Jesus? Do you know that your life can be firmly focused on Jesus Christ? Do you know that he has put a new song in your life? Those are questions that only you can answer, because salvation is a very personal thing. Salvation is something that God wants all of us to have. His desire is that none should perish. His desire is that all should follow him. But this morning, if you decide to follow him, if you pray that prayer that the psalmist prayed, God will put a new song in your mouth. You might not understand it. You might not know where it's coming from. But I can guarantee you that you will know that God has put a new song in your mouth. Amen.